Enlightenment, Detroit, Michigan. She's merging onto the Edsel Ford Freeway in a car no longer made, in a city that no longer makes it, talking on her cellular phone, slouched to the left, fingernails purple and red encaging the wheel, head cocked and foot heavy. In pursuit of a race car, she has bought a roll of black duct tape, has rolled three racing stripes down the sedan's hood as if she's been whispering with Buddha and he said, "Sister, relinquish your resistance, your discomfort, forsake your ego," which is what she has done, which is what it means to want but not have in a city stacked with desire, to know that desire is our most ruinous trait. The moment in the morning when you decide to be unsatisfied and unhappy. Our want is just one of many in a line of wants, and the line of wants is ancillary to the line of needs. People close to you are hungry, and you have ignored it. People close to you have lost their jobs. Today, somebody's mother has died. Today, somebody's child has been murdered. Today, somebody lost sight. And your Lumina runs. Your Lumina runs well. Luminosity, woman. No one is coming to save you. There is nothing from which to be saved.